know, once you realize you're dreaming, you can do whatever you want. You can pretty much fly. The most popular things is sex and flying.
What do you mean sex? Is this thing I haven't discovered?
I mean, you could lucid dream and you could just spawn bitches and you could just fuck bitches in your dreams.
What?
Spawn bitches?
Yeah.
That sounds just brutal.
And I haven't done lucid. Welcome back to another episode of the Pull Out Podcast. I'm Steezy Kane, here with Phil and Alejandro. If you're watching this, you can obviously see that I'm on the balcony. If you want to support us, make sure to subscribe to our Patreon. You get cool features such as our Discord and exclusive episodes or bonus clips. And that's because I didn't upload last week.
Why didn't you upload last week?
Because I want quality. I could have uploaded on Sunday, but...
Well, what was missing from that video?
I just needed a few adjustments, but which I need all the time. I mean, if I get a video, you know, 80% of the time, I'm probably going to need to send back revisions, at least in the beginning. But yeah, I mean... Not that my editor is like not good. I mean, my editor is fucking killing it. It's just, you know, I don't want to upload something that's not to my, you know, that's not what I would upload.
Yeah, to your standards.
Not that it's not to my standards. It's just I want to make sure what I put out is good.
That's, you know, literally the definition of to your standards.
Yeah. I mean, when I gave him the video, I already figured I was going to sleep on the balcony. Again, I'm not saying it's his fault.
It's his fault. That's literally what you're saying.
No, I'm saying I gave him all the footage on Thursday or Friday, I think. But I was giving him the footage with the intention, oh, yeah, I'm okay with sleeping on the balcony. So, yeah.
Yeah, I can feel this guy stressed out to my left.
Why am I stressed out?
You can see it in his face. I can feel it in his aura. Dude, I say, dude, let's let Phil kind of lead it. Let's see where he takes us. Because we're always kind of talking a lot.
Why?
But this guy rarely talks.
What the fuck? That's literally the opposite.
That was a weird segue.
So, what's up, dude? What's going on?
Why are you projecting saying that I'm stressed out? I'm chilling.
What do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about in scary movies why people don't just quit the things that they're doing and just move somewhere completely different. Alejandro and I were watching The Conjuring. The Devil Made Me Do It.
That's the name of it.
You know the you know that movie? The Annabelle type fucking universe, Insidious, all that shit.
Yeah, I've never seen the movies, but I know of it, yeah.
Well, the guy is making bank off that one role of acting like a sort of like an angsty pastor. He's like, what? Where am I? Why did she do that? You know, and he gets paid like $40 million. But I don't understand why. I mean, of course, I understand. It's because it's a movie. But like, if you're getting possessed and all this bad shit is happening, change your profession. Become a dentist. Go to Florida. Something.
You're talking about the story?
I'm talking about the character. It's like, he's like, oh my God, all this bad shit has happened to me.
Is he the guy that plays the guy in the galaxy of the Guardians or whatever?
No, Guardians of the Galaxy, no. He kind of looks like him, but with a longer forehead. You know what I'm talking about?
I think so. Because I've seen Insidious. I've seen a little bit of it.
It's this guy that you will recognize almost everywhere, but you won't know his name.
I saw that tweet.
Yeah.
Somebody tweeted his face, and yeah, they were like, this motherfucker's famous, but you don't know who he is.
Exactly. I mean, I was raised very religious. So anytime I see any demonic shit, I'm just like, dude, why the fuck would you do that? Like, there's so many things you can do. You can take up crossbow. You can shoot targets with a crossbow. But instead, you decide to summon a demon. Like, why don't you just learn how to play golf?
He plays the pastor, right?
Yeah.
No, dude, why do y'all keep saying he plays the pastor? He plays the guy who helps people with demons.
Well, he was a pastor in one of those fucking movies.
Pastor, priest, same shit,
whatever.
Dude.
Fucking guy who does the thing.
Oh, jump cut. Something happened. Anyways.
Yeah, we call them, what's it called? Cancel checkpoints.
Yeah.
How in a video game you'll save it. So we also saw
I like that name, cancel checkpoints.
Checkpoints. Yeah. Well, before we go on that tangent, would you ever mess with demon shit? Or do you believe in that demon ghost stuff, Ouija boards, bones, lizards, you wiggle lizards. Them around like tails?
I've had a few friends that wanted me to play with the Ouija boards when I was in like middle school, high school. They would always invite me like, hey, let's go to the woods and just like play with this Ouija
board. What the fuck?
And I just never saw their motivation or like why they would want to do that. I always said fuck no to that shit.
It was a sacrifice.
And even if I don't believe in it, why would I still want to risk if it's real?
Possibly.
Especially if you believe in it. Like if you actually believe, this could cause some fuck shit.
Yeah.
Why would you poke the bull? I don't understand that. Dude, there's people that have like a very low purpose in life. And they decide, you know what? I need some chaotic energy. So let me fuck with demons. It's kind of like those guys who, you know, go to the top of the buildings and sort of dance right along the edge.
Oh, well,
like
I do hang. That.
No, he they hang that. From the edge. You hang from the edge of a building?
Well, I like to sit at the edge and like, you know, get a little risky sometimes. Just because I like the adrenaline.
That stresses me out.
Even the billboard that I just climbed here on Hollywood, that was on my story a few days ago. That's just a ladder. There's nothing else to hold on to. It's a ladder going up like, it's like 50 feet above a building that's already 100 feet. So it's like 100 feet in the air and you're just on a ladder.
Yeah.
That was pretty scary, but the adrenaline
was cool. I saw your
Instagram
story, dude. And that shit was like, I was like, I'm glad I'm not there because I would see the cortisol just blur my vision and shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's intense. So what do you think as you're doing it?
I don't know. It's just like a moment. It's a cool moment to have. I don't do anything crazy. Like, I'm not going to die doing one of these things.
You are. If you had fallen off, you would have died.
Yeah, but I didn't fall off. But it's cool to be really close to death and just like, you know, just be in the moment and go like, wow, everything can end right now. Nothing fucking matters.
So you like doing things that bring you present to the moment.
It's like Fight Club. You know, he grabs the wheel, steers it to the opposite traffic and goes and asks him, if you die right now, will you be happy of what your life amounted to?
Yeah.
I think that's what he says. Even in Soul, he says the same thing. He tells his mom, hey, I just feel like if I died right now, I wouldn't like what my life amounted to.
So you like living life on the edge?
Straight edge.
Okay. Oh. Well, then why don't you bust raw inside girls?
Because that's... Okay, if I die, it's lights out. Now, if I bust inside a girl and get her pregnant,
it's lights out.
It's not lights out. It's 18 years of
lights out.
On. No, at 3 a.m.
Lights on
at 3 a.m. and the baby crying. So, fuck that shit. I don't know why you brought up that example. Do you do that?
No, I don't do any of that stuff.
Okay.
Now back to the demon shit.
Why do we have to go back to the demon shit?
Because we were talking about the demon stuff.
Yeah, but we already moved on from there. Unless there's a reason why you're bringing it back.
Yeah, I mean, there is a reason.
Okay, then fine.
I'm just going to bring it up for no reason. No, I was just going to say that, I mean, dude, I believe in that stuff. I mean, it's just science. You know, demons are just science. Everything about it's just unknown science. Does that make sense?
Dude, you can't just say science and then say unknown science.
For example,
what the fuck does that even mean?
If you take this iPhone like 400 years ago, they're going to think you're a magician or you're some kind of wizard because those were the words in the vocabulary.
Yeah, but demons have been here for ever.
No, but that's what I'm saying. So what I'm saying is it's just misunderstood science. Does that make sense? It's like, I mean, if for some reason someone invents some type of glasses that lets you see super ultraviolet light,
blah, blah.
You're able to see different type of demons.
What's your point?
I'm saying that shit's real, so don't fuck with it. That's why
I already said I wasn't going to fuck with it.
The horror movie last night, I had to sleep with the lights on. And I think he slept with the lights on too.
I did. I posted
it. Did it actually scare you all that bad?
Yeah.
Because I saw your stories. Your story.
You know, it didn't scare me. So I go into my room and I was just like, I took the picture because I thought it would be funny. And then I put The Simpsons and it was a Treehouse of Horror. You know how they have like every season they'll have like a Halloween episode.
Mm-hmm.
And that fucking triggered it like even further, where I'm like, you know, there was like this little shadow thing. And then I started getting in my head. And when I get in my head, I'm like, oh, I'm fucked. I already know, like, because, dude, I dream every single night. There's not a night that goes by without dreaming. And some of those dreams get really not so nice sometimes.
What do you mean?
Like very disturbing.
Like, and give me an example.
I had one with CZ, for example.
Whoa, dude. What right? happened?
We're making love.
Whoa.
Dude, Phil might be a serial killer, dude.
Oh, man.
The way he laughs.
The way
too.
He laughs out of nowhere. Look at him, bro. Like,
he has a Joker laugh.
I was trying so hard to suppress it because I knew that I wanted to say some stupid shit. No, but legitimately, like, I had a dream. I've had three nightmares that I, like, vividly remember.
Like this week?
Well, this past year, basically. And they're very, like, I wake up nauseous and, like, shaking and I can't go back to bed. And I usually have to wait till the sun comes up. And then my body just gives in. And then I wake up. And then that's, like, horrible. Like, one of the most horrible nights. And basically, I was paralyzed. Like, I was like this. And I was going down a hallway, like an infinite hallway with multiple doors on both sides.
Okay.
And it was like dark at the end. I didn't know what was happening. And then I was there for like, it felt like fucking hours, just floating down. And I didn't want to go down. And then at the end, I started seeing some stairs that go up. And everything in my body started saying, dude, if you go out those stairs, you're going to meet the worst thing in the world. So I started like trying to move, but I couldn't fucking move. And dude, I swear to God, if like I remember the texture of like the fucking carpet in the bottom and everything. And as it's going up, I'm seeing like a figure. It's very fucking distant. And I start freaking out even more, like in my head. Dude, and everything is like shutting down. And then I wake up from there, like right before I get to the top of the stairs. And because I know like if I get to the top of the stairs, I'm fucked.
So you didn't see what was up there?
No, I know it was like this humanoid type figure, and I'm screaming
like help.
No, I'm saying, because I grew up religious, I'm screaming like Jesus save me. Like every single nightmare that I have, I scream Jesus save me. it's so fucking over the top, but I always have like three or four of those a year, and they're very intense. And then every now and then, like a dream will like lean towards nightmarish type things, but it ends up being weird. And I think it's either because I eat before I go to bed or something.
You think the food gives you nightmares?
No, it would. It would. Eating before you go to sleep is bad.
It gives you nightmares?
I would see that as a reasonable side effect.
Some people who are lactose intolerant and drink milk before bed, they've claimed that like that gives them nightmares. But I think it's just because like I honestly feel like I don't know what the fuck happened. But like that's why I hate, like physically hate scary movies. Like, we watched that shit. Like, I saw It. Remember when we saw that, like, years ago? Like, how many years ago did we see that?
5.
And, damn. That's not true.
Probably, like, 4.
What year was it?
When did It come out? Like, 4 years
probably
ago?
Probably, like, 2016.
Probably was 5 years
yeah,
ago.
Damn. That's a minute. But there's a painting. Remember the painting that kind of chases a kid?
Yeah, I remember
with
that.
The side mouth? That still fucking wakes me up.
Sometimes. That was pretty scary.
And
I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen it?
No. Dude, I got to watch it.
That movie is...
We'll watch it tonight.
That movie is pretty fucking intense.
I'll watch from out here. Just give me headphones. But you know what's dope? When you have a nightmare?
Mm.
The relief feeling when you wake up.
Yeah.
You wake up and it's like, oh, that was a dream. I've had countless dreams of me getting arrested. And I'm in a court. And the judge is like giving me my sentence, like 20 years.
Damn.
And I'm in the dream. Obviously, I think it's real life. So I'm like, you know, I'm just sitting. I'm like, holy shit. I'm thinking so hard. Like, I'm going to be in jail for 20 years. I'm going to get out when I'm 41.
Fuck.
And I'm like, okay, how am I going to like, you know, how's this going to work with my career? Like, what am I going to do with my family? Like, I'm going to lose all my friends.
Like, how are you going to make blogs?
Yeah.
Vlogs.
How are you going to do pranks?
Am I going to prank my cellmates? No, but and then, you know, I'm just like accepting it. I always come to acceptance in my nightmares. and I wake up and I'm just like, holy shit, was that a dream? Oh fuck yeah, I'm not arrested. Oh my god, I'm not gonna go to jail. And it's every time, dude, the relief feeling is so good, because it's like you come to acceptance with something that's terrible and you wake up like, oh psych, your life is fine. And I've had that with I've had a nightmare where I died. There was this guy at Mueller Park. He was chasing me and my family with a knife, and my family makes it into the house, but he stabs me in the back and I fall onto my back and it hurts. Like, I could feel the stab wounds. Right. And he starts stabbing me repeatedly in my stomach, and I feel it. I feel it cutting through my guts. Really painful.
What the fuck?
And then he goes into the house and chases after my family. And I'm just sitting there. I'm bleeding out, blood everywhere. I feel everything. I look up and I'm just like, I remember thinking so vividly, holy shit, I'm dying right now. Like, my vision's turning black. Like, this is it. And I came to acceptance with it. I was like, okay, fine. Okay, this sucks, but okay, this is where it ends. This is my life. It's a wrap. My vision goes black. I remember my whole body turned into that like numbness feeling, like ants crawling all over you.
Yeah.
Like when you sit on the toilet for too long.
What? Okay.
And then I remember seeing red noise, like red grain. And then slowly I start feeling like I'm laying on something soft. I wake up, I'm on my bed. After I come to acceptance with death, and I wake up and it's like, no, you're still alive.
But what if
you're
so
relieved that day?
What if you actually did die and this is all
the dream?
Not the dream, but the afterlife.
I mean,
shitty afterlife.
What if you died, dude? You died right before.
That was pretty good afterlife, because that was before I started YouTube. So
what do you die? What happens if you die in your afterlife?
What if, to think about this, this is a crazy story. What if, I mean, I haven't seen the video, but I keep hearing that your friend, someone left you in a bus stop, right? And that's when you started blogging?
Yeah.
Okay. What if when someone left you in that bus stop, you actually got ran over or someone killed you in that bus stop? And all this is what you're imagining. That after the bus stop,
in a coma.
You started vlogging and you became YouTube famous. And all this is like a dream or in a coma. But in reality, you got ran over or someone stabbed you. There you go, dude.
Think about that. I've thought about that. Not that specific way, but I've thought about, like, I don't know. Sometimes I just stop and, like, appreciate the success or, like, the growth that I've had. And sometimes I think, like, what if I'm just in a coma and I'm imagining all of this?
That'd be insanity. I mean, I don't know. Like, there's so much. I mean, a lot of things that we experience in life are real because we say they're real, and that's the only reason. And it sounds ridiculous, but like, if you
keep going.
Yeah, I mean, I'm touching this fucking thing,
right,
this pillow, and I'm feeling the fabric and I'm running my fingers through it, and I know it's gray and it has like some black lining underneath the gray, but I know it's only fucking real because I'm saying it's real, because my senses are feeling it. But does that mean something is not real if I don't experience it? Like, I'm not experiencing trees in Stockholm, Sweden, but I'm pretty sure they're real.
Well, how are you pretty sure?
Well, I mean, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, the whole point is, like, it's so trippy whenever you start thinking about that we experience such a limited version of the world on a very short amount of time. Like, day by day, if that makes sense. Like, you wake up and you have, what, 12 hours awake, if anything, and you walk through the same fucking neighborhoods and stuff like that, and that's real at that point in time.
And also, like, from the senses that you experience it from. Your
exactly.
Vision, feeling, smelling, hearing, and that's it. Now, what does existence, or taste too, what does existence actually look like and feel like beyond our senses? Because, look, we're in a robot that has these features where we can experience reality.
Yeah.
But from outside of that, what does this actually look like? What are the things that we can't see?
That's literally what I said about demons, and you just dismissed my whole theory.
What do you mean? That's not what you said.
I literally said, dude, what if you put some glasses that you can see other energies that we can't see with our eyes? You're like,
did
oh,
you
dude,
say that?
Those are the demons. And you dismissed it. You were like, blah, blah, blah. Who cares?
Did he dismiss it?
Yeah,
what
did
he say?
I don't remember you saying that at all, but I also wasn't really paying attention.
That's why I said it was science unknown.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, you did say, like, what if you could put some glasses well, on and see,
let's
like,
let's put it this
energy.
Way. I said it better.
Oh.
Okay, I mean, I'm not going to argue with science. But, yeah, I mean.
Well.
Dude, but that's also, like, you know how, have you seen those memes where it's like, oh, we're not the main character? You know those memes? Where it's just like, basically, well, people talking online, it's like, oh, whenever you put a song on and you feel like the main character. And it's like a really fucking cinematic song or some shit like that. And it's like, oh, it makes you feel like a certain kind of way and move and talk and, you know, a certain kind of way. And it's like, we keep forgetting that, like, what you're experiencing right now, like talking and seeing and even relating to others and stuff like that. There's billions of people around the world experiencing like their own little unique
Sonder.
Thing. What is Sonder again?
Sonder is the realization that every passerby has a life as complex as your own.
Yeah. And
except
even
for
then,
Dennis, his life is not complex at all.
And even then it's like, you can't really understand it. Well, I mean, you can understand the concept of it, but you can't fully understand it.
Yeah,
it's like this,
like looking at a building with like 50 lights on and realizing that each one of those lights
is a
has
person?
Somebody that's like worrying about something or planning out their next day or has like a family member that's like in the hospital. It's like there's 50 lights in a building and each one has like a really detailed life. Yeah.
It's intense. I mean, like, what makes you guys feel the most alive? Like, and when I say alive, it doesn't necessarily have to be like, what gives you the most amount of what you consider life experience? It's like, okay, this was an experience that truly like contributed to like my life experience.
When you're asleep and I'm busting out in your face.
What the fuck? What the fuck?
What?
Alejandro just busts a nut and he's like, this is why I'm alive. this moment right here. This is why I'm here.
That's the most disturbing shit in the world.
Shit, did I move the camera?
You're good.
No, but honestly, like, what are the moments where it's like, oh, this is why I'm doing this?
Yeah.
Because every day we make a choice not to end it.
Damn, what the fuck?
I mean, that is true.
I don't know about that.
It's not that you're starting out suicidal. It's just like you wake up and you're like, oh, I'm deciding
not to. Really? Because then you're making it sound like suicide is like the default choice.
I'm right. Not saying it's a default choice, but you are actively making a choice to participate in what
no,
we
I'm
call
actively
life.
Making... I'm actively not making the choice to kill myself.
Exactly.
What?
Because you're making it sound like I have to choose to not kill myself.
Right.
No, I'm actively not choosing to kill myself.
No, you're actively choosing to live.
No, because I don't have to choose to live.
Yeah, you do.
Because then that makes it sound like the default choice, the default
There's
thing
no,
is killing
the
myself.
The non-default choice is to kill yourself.
There's no... okay, forget
it. Now that's confusing.
There's no default choice, but there's a choice period. And the choice that we make is like, okay, I'm going to do something now. I'm going to be like partake in this life experience. Or the other choice, if you were to make it, is to decide not to partake it. I'm not saying whatever you consider to be
the
default.
The way you're saying it is like saying every day we actively make a choice not to suck a dick.
Well,
it's like
okay.
It's like too specific,
right?
To where it's like, oh, I didn't have to actively not choose.
Well,
that.
Subconsciously, I guess you're choosing not to suck a dick.
Not subconsciously either, because the option isn't there.
It is there.
It's only there when you're like maybe very depressed.
There's two options there right here.
But
let me rephrase that question so we don't fucking fall into semantics. It's like, what makes you feel the most alive? What makes you feel alive? Just to keep it simple.
I think just hanging out with people or meeting people. I notice I love meeting people recently for some reason. Because, I mean, in high school, I used to like not be very socially anxious. I don't want to talk to people. But I think when I was like 19 ish, I really like meeting people. Like I just sold my camera to some random dude. And then I just, you know, we just started talking. We spent like 30 minutes in a Home Depot parking lot just talking about like what we do and stuff. And then he came over today because I forgot to give him a lens cap or something. And yeah, then yeah, I checked out his Instagram. He's funny. And just, I don't know, meeting people was cool, or just hanging out with people. That's when I feel most alive. Not when I'm like working on a big project and about to put out a badass like short film or I'm premiering something. No. Yeah, that's cool, but I don't feel alive. I don't feel present. I feel present when I'm with people at Santa Monica and we just ride around and laugh and stuff. That's when I feel like a human being.
Yeah, I think for me it's competition, dude. Whenever like I'm competing against someone and I see the hope leave their eyes, dude, that makes me feel so alive. Dude, when I crush someone's soul and all their dreams are into dust and I bring them back to reality, like, welcome to the real world.
What the fuck?
You know what I'm saying?
And you think I'm a serial killer?
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's like, oh, dude, I show someone the path to freedom.
And yo, anybody listening, Alejandro's not exaggerating at all.
I am exaggerating. What do you mean?
No, you're not. Alejandro is the most interesting character I've ever met because he's being 100% honest right now.
Not about the crushing soul part, dude.
Well,
I like competition, but not to that extreme.
Your eyes, a fire lights inside your eyes when you see somebody gets mad. When somebody gets mad, you're like, I like this. I want to get them more mad. I want to crush them at whatever situation.
Test them.
I've never met somebody like you.
Test them,
honestly.
I'm just testing them because people like to pretend they're cool.
Because you actually like it. I see it in you.
It's testing them.
People like...
So, for example, dude, Phil says he's good at, you know, vocabulary and reading, right? So, putting him to the test of that, that excites me. Okay, do you say you're good at that? Well, let's take a test.
You like betting.
Who knows more words?
There's yeah. one thing in your personality.
And I will beat you.
It's not betting. It's betting is a side effect from that personality trait.
I know what you mean, though.
Oh,
but... That's why you love gambling. That's why you love casinos. That's why you love getting people mad. You like, I don't know what it, I don't know how to explain it, but there's one thing.
Testing people.
No, I think it's
It's pressure. You're talking about pressure.
You like to see pressure on other people.
No, yeah. Myself, dude. What do you mean?
Yeah, I guess one of like, because gambling is a side effect of desire and pressure. There's some people who thrive like in sales environments. I was never good at sales for that reason, because you have to push people a lot in sales, like very pretty fucking hard. And I've done it before where like I do really well for like 3 months and then I sort of die down because I'm just like, I can't keep this up. This is like this fucking fake side of me that I have to like bring out. Alejandro falls in, that's his default state, where it's like, let me apply a lot of pressure here to see when things break. And it is a good thing in many different situations because it removes the idle people. People can't just be existing around Alejandro.
That is, oh, okay. I think that is true. Did you hear what he said?
People can't just be existing.
It removes the,
I don't know what that means.
It removes the idle part.
It's sort of like they have to... They have to move forward. They can't just like stay put. Like, you know, when a car is idle, like when you're at a stoplight and you're just there.
Mm-hmm.
When Alejandro is there, that never happens. We're either going forward or backwards.
Damn.
So, I mean, that mostly is a reality. It's like it's a double, what's it called? Two sides.
Edge conk. It's a double edge conk.
Why is that? Why did that come so quickly?
Because you were stroking it.
So, I mean, everybody has very, there's a lot of homoerotic.
Bro, he knows. Those responses come too quick.
I'm saying, like, dude, no, I think he's right, dude. I think he's right. Because, dude, for example.
Arrive too quick.
For example, Dennis, dude. Like, I want to help Dennis with his YouTube channel. I see him, like, dude, come on, you can do so much, right?
Mm-hmm.
When I see him, you know, not trying, it's like, it kind of makes me want to push him. It makes me want to push people to the extreme. Like, see how far they can go. Because there's so much we can do.
Yeah.
And I don't know where that comes from. Where that comes from, but like, dude, pressure, like, let's keep going. Let's don't never stop.
It's so funny because like every, so you see in companies and all this other shit that they'll have like those two people who one of them is going to be like the, it really depends on the project, but you'll have right. like the Steve Jobs and you have the Wozniak. Like Apple would never exist without Wozniak, but Steve Jobs was a pressure guy. But he also happened to be fucking extremely talented at, you know, marketing and putting together technologies. And Wozniak just kind of put the boulder in the right place and let it roll, essentially. So it's sort of like just very interesting to see like the different personalities play out. And it's because I've been working, I mean, at all these jobs that I've had, like in companies and shit, like you see different personalities. Like I find myself being more on marketing. And the reason why is because in marketing, you have to think of idea, how to communicate ideas, but then you need people like Alejandro to come in and put those ideas to work. Because otherwise, ideas on itself, they don't really stand on its own 2 feet. And I think true strength and like, you know, all that bullshit comes whenever it's like, oh, I don't have this. I'm going to find people that have it. Or if I'm with the other person and we both have the same thing, this is why we kind of don't get along, or like you start recognizing all these small little patterns. But when you brought up the fact that like there's not a lot of people, I guess that I don't know if I want to talk about that anyway. Yeah, we could cancel checkpoint right here. I was gonna bring
why not bring it up?
What's going on? No, I'll let it out. No, it's a cancel checkpoint.
It's a cancel checkpoint.
Yeah,
well, what excites you then? What do you feel the most alive?
So honestly, I relate to your answer because a lot of people would be like, yo, when I'm about to fucking post this banger or this fucking fuck no, dude. Like that shit is so, it's like you're almost an autopilot for a lot of the creative process. It feels like, you know what I mean? There'll be small moments of excitement where like, oh, that was fucking cool. But like for the most part, you're just like, you're dreading some parts and you're okay at some parts, and then some parts give you a little bit of excitement. I guess when I feel the most alive, dude, it is either like it's with people as well, and it's always like people who are so much fun, and whenever we're doing we're all partaking in an activity. I think that's it always comes down to people. I mean, it doesn't really, if you're with really good fucking people, or if you're doing an activity that just engulfs you. Like for me, whenever I'm like writing music or playing music, everything disappears. And it's like this thing where it's like, oh shit, I could be like in this little capsule forever. Or whenever I'm writing. Like that's.
But don't you think that that's the same thing as like sitting at your desk about to post a video?
Well, I think.
Yeah, that's cool to like be in a creative bubble and write music or do stuff like that. But I don't know, for me, creating something, it's cool. Yeah. I love doing it, but I don't feel alive. I actually feel like very...
Well, I'll tell you this.
Very dead.
No, I'll tell you this. I think it always comes down to people, though, because when I said music, it's because I eventually imagine myself playing that music in front of people and connecting with people. I think like the very genuine connection that you have like on stage. I've only played on stage a handful of times, and it's super small crowd, and it's people that you know, so it's barely like a fucking crowd. But as you play, it's the coolest shit in the world. There's nothing like it.
Yeah, dude, I played on stage also like a bunch of times.
How many times?
Small crowds. Small people.
Small people. Like what?
I mean, you can't say you played on stage, bro.
I did.
How many people?
There were like 300 people.
But it's hard to take in moments like that.
What?
Whenever you're in front of people and you're, you know, on stage in front of a crowd,
I think
I've noticed it's really hard to be present in those moments. You're like on autopilot.
Dude, at the end,
and you don't realize it till after.
High school days and all this shit, whenever you're hanging out with a whole bunch of your dumbass friends, just like, you know, we used to have like barbecue and, you know, fucking soda and chips and cookies and bullshit and just hang out. Those are the moments where it's just like, oh, this is the whole point of it. And like eventually you end up with a group of people that you enjoy their company, like genuinely, and you just want to be around good people. That's like the whole fucking point of it. Like that's what makes me feel alive. And I think that was a long way of saying your answer as well. It just comes down to people, dude. If you're not around found people, there's no fucking point. There's literally no fucking point of doing what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Because the whole point of the YouTube thing is eventually you meet similar people and you build like this little cluster of like, you know what, dude? This is my fucking tribe.
And we kill the other tribes. And we see their souls leave their bodies. That's exciting. Yeah. Dude. Beating people at competition, dude.
So you like to see people's souls leave their bodies.
Dude, anything with competition, dude, count me in, bro. We're going to make a short
film.
But
you don't work well with competition. You like competition in the beginning, but once it starts to get slightly hard for you.
Give me an example.
Hold on. Let me think. Because every time somebody tells me to give them an example, I have like 20, but I cannot think of any for some reason.
Because you know they're not true.
I don't know, dude.
What was your statement that Alejandro doesn't do well with competition? Why?
You like competition in the beginning, but I don't know. As soon as it gets hard for you, you completely stop.
I think your misunderstanding gets hard between I evolve. I adapt.
No,
I adapt and evolve. You're saying like, how did this guy move on to this other thing? It's like, oh, dude, because he learned everything about that subject matter and he ran through all the systems and he evolved into something greater and is no longer interested into that.
Well, I'll say this. I think your Achilles heel has always been like not sticking to something very similar to mine. That I have. I'm about to post a 30th video this week, which is insane to think about, like 30 videos.
Damn.
Now, I've never seen you do more than 5 videos of one thing.
Dude, I literally did 5 videos of reacting to movies.
No, you didn't.
Count them.
How many do you have, actually?
5.
No, yeah, you but don't. That's it. That's the count max. Them. That's okay. The max all on goes stuck fact, to one thing.
Yeah, I guess, like, have you done 10 of anything?
Yeah, I literally have 10 videos on YouTube. I have 11 videos
no,
on YouTube.
No, but, like, of bro, one thing.
Of YouTube. Guy,
no, that does not count.
Dude, you can't
of one category of one thing
fuck?
Where you're like, okay, I'm going to try this format or category, genre,
right.
Types of videos.
I mean, I had 10. I had, like, 12 music video reactions that feel edited.
We didn't have 12. You don't have 12.
I had 12.
Back in the day.
You did not have 12.
Now, how do you expect to ever grow or be successful in anything when you don't have more than 5 of one thing?
No, I analyze that doing music reviews is a trash thing to blow up in because you can have 1 million subs and then you get like 5,000.
Why don't you notice that before you start it?
Because I don't know. I mean, I have to do it to notice it.
You don't.
I mean,
not all the time.
I mean,
how many things have you started?
People work differently. I've done millions of things. Yeah.
That's bad.
No, dude, but I'm adapting.
Well, I'll say this. I think like you only get surface level knowledge. When you really start finding out about yourself creatively and how you function is whenever you start going deeper in the rabbit hole. Like, dude.
We'll see, dude. We'll just see who becomes the most successful and who has the most money in 10 years. That's it.
So this thing, this is why like I never take a competition.
Yeah, Phil, what were you saying? The audio recorder died.
Basically, the more you do something, to achieve mastery at something, you just have to do it a lot and you have to go deeper in the rabbit hole. You can't just get the surface level knowledge, get the noob gains, and then move on to another thing. The deeper you go into something, that's where like you find your own like fucking motivations and all these fucking answers. Because no one really knows why they do the shit they do. I mean, we can say we're like making movies because of this or that, but then you eventually find, oh, this is why, and this is how I like putting things together and all this other shit. So that's it. It's saying the things that other people who've mastered something say all the time. Just keep doing it.
Yeah, and I mean, I agree with that. I mean, that is my thing that I move too quick. That is my Achilles heel, dude. But here's how I go around it. This guy showed me something called systems. And when you put systems plus me, systems allows me to not do any of the hard work.
Mm.
Does that make sense? Because you hire a guy.
Yeah.
And you hire guys like, oh, dude, now I no longer have to become a master at these things. Because I hire people who are masters.
Well, your delegation is part of the process, definitely, because you can't do everything yourself. I mean, the whole point is...
Dude, this guy's about to pass out.
Yeah, I mean, it's midnight here.
Look at his eyes.
Really?
Yeah, you got devil eyes.
Don't say that. Dude, you can't be calling people
devil eyes. As in red.
I mean, yeah, that just means my eyes are red.
No, but we're talking about, like, what are you, possessed? If you're possessed, I'd leave.
You are religious.
No, he's not religious, dude. Religious people wouldn't be doing what he does on Tinder Jesus or Grindr.
Jesus, save me. Jesus, save me.
I want to see how well y'all do with demons.
No, you I mean, know, I pray. You're
not fucking religious.
I already have demons.
Jesus.
They're Russian.
But continuing the conversation on dreams, I think I've already told you all this story, but I just kind of want to cover it in the podcast.
Yeah.
When I was 15, I used to be like really into lucid dreaming. Because I saw this video from Garrett Jenner. He made a video titled "I Learned a Skateboard Trick from a Dream." This is when I was like heavy into skateboarding. I lived and breathed skating, even though I wasn't that good. But I saw that title and I was like, okay, this is clickbait. You can't learn a skateboard trick from a dream. Let me just see what the lie is.
Right.
I click on it and then it's him talking and he's like, hey, I've been doing a lot of research in lucid dreaming. You guys should check it out. And I guess I'll explain what he said to the audience, because I know there's people out there that probably don't know what lucid dreaming is. Lucid dreaming is being aware that you're dreaming while you're in the dream. So imagine, you know, you're dreaming and you come to the realization, you know, holy shit, these walls, this table isn't real.
Right.
This is a dream and it's a really crazy experience.
But how do you know?
Well, so there's ways that you can practice lucid dreaming, as in like reality checks where you look at your hand, mm-hmm. because sometimes in your dream your hand will be distorted, or if you look at words on something, they'll never make sense. They'll never be like actual words. Like even in Inception, they spin the thing. If the thing spins forever, they're in a dream. Little stuff like that. Or if you hold your nose and you could still breathe, you're in a dream, because most of the times in a dream, you know, if you can't stop yourself from breathing because your real person
right.
sleeping in your bed is still breathing. So ways like that, reality checks, and you do those throughout the day. Hold your nose every hour throughout the day. I have an app, or I used to have an app that reminds me to do a reality check. And then, yeah, when you're dreaming and you realize you're dreaming, it is a crazy fucking experience, because like you were just saying, like, you know, what's real? It's only real because we call it real. But, you know, dreams, I don't know. Imagine just like right now, look at everything around you and just kind of imagine that everything's a dream. It's a crazy experience because it's kind of scary. It's like,
I don't know. I mean, there, what if you just did this and this whole fucking thing would disappear and all of a sudden you see a mountain?
Yeah.
Like, but if you're like, I'm bored of this, let me just do that. And that's fucking so strange. Like, the part, like, Machiavelli did that video on lucid dreaming, which was not that great. Yeah, I didn't enjoy it. But basically, it was like, it got me curious about what actually happens. Like, what's a part of your brain that mm-hmm. really starts triggering, like, that potential? Because mm-hmm. can you do that while you're awake? Like, can you start, like, you know, warping your fucking reality?
Yeah.
And being like,
yo, with drugs.
I mean, dude, that's when you jump off a building and you thought you were in a dream, but yeah. you actually died.
But
so I wouldn't mess with that stuff.
Also, fuck, what was I gonna say?
Yeah, you were saying about Garrett.
So you were lucid dreaming.
No, not that.
You explained what lucid dreaming was.
Fuck, I
and
forgot.
You, and you did it.
Okay, I'll just continue with the story with Garrett Jenner. So yeah, then he's telling me, or he's saying in the video, what lucid dreaming is, and he's saying that, you know, once you realize you're dreaming, you can do whatever you want. You can pretty much fly. Some people use lucid dreaming as a way to practice public speaking. So they'll get on a stage in their dream and they'll speak because it feels real. You know, people will react. Some people The most popular things is sex and flying.
What?
And lucid dreaming.
What do you mean sex? What is this thing I haven't discovered?
I mean, you could lucid dream and you could just spawn bitches and you could just fuck bitches in your dreams.
What?
Spawn bitches?
Yeah.
That sounds just brutal.
And I haven't done lucid dreaming sex, but I've tried to fly. It's hard, but I've only been able to jump really high.
Right.
And then one time I changed locations, like what you just said, pretty much like, let me just be at a skate park.
Yeah.
And I spawned a skateboard in my hand. But it's very easy to wake up when you become lucid. Cause when you're dreaming, the part of your brain that's like not aware is, I mean, the part of your brain that is aware, is not working when you're dreaming. That's why it's very easy for there to be like a fucking elephant talking to you in your dream and you don't even question it.
Right.
But yeah, so then Gary Jenner says, you know, since people use lucid dreaming to improve stuff like public speaking, he thought, oh, let me just spawn a skateboard and let me just try this 360 shove it, is what he was trying, that he could never land. And he tried it in his dream, couldn't get it, but he reminded himself, hey, this is a dream, you can't get hurt. So let me just do it again. He lands it. He wakes up, goes outside, and then he lands it first try in real life. And the reason why is because when you're dreaming, everything feels real. You feel your muscles. If you do a 360 shove it, it's easier because you know you can't get hurt. But also muscle memory stays in dreams. Even in Inception, they said that you still have muscle memory.
And Inception is a scientific film.
Huh?
Nothing.
But yeah, even when you piss yourself in your dream, or you come in your dream, you come in real life, you piss in real life.
That is true.
So your muscles are connected. So if you do a 360 shove in your dream, you know, you wake up, your muscles are going to remember how to do it. So I heard that and I was like, holy shit, that actually makes sense in a weird way, because it shouldn't make sense.
Yeah, there's a guy who learned how to basically a perfect score in golf, like, or really fucking good, like where professionals can do it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he was a POW like in Vietnam or some shit like that. But like he thought about golf all the fucking time. And of course, you're in a prison. You don't have access to golf clubs or balls and shit like that.
You have access to balls.
Not the good kind. Not the kind you can hit with a stick.
Oh, yeah, there's a kind you can hit with a stick.
All 100 things of those way too quickly.
By the way, I learned this. Here's a 30-second word thing. There's like the... So you know how they say, there's less balls, right? How like, oh, I have 20 basketballs, and if I take 5 away, I have like 5 less balls.
No, you took 5 away, so you have 5 balls.
How many did you have in the start?
Oh my God, this is not a math thing.
No, because he's saying he took 5 away, so that means you have those because you took them.
If somebody has 20, let's just rephrase that. If you have 20 basketballs and I take 5 away, you have 5 less balls, correct?
No, I still have them. You just are holding them for me.
No, you don't have them. I have them.
For now.
Dude.
But I will. Okay, tell it to this guy.
What the fuck is the point?
Tell
dude.
It to that guy.
There's no point.
Anyway, basically, he was talking about like, I think it was called numerical nouns and non-numerical nouns. Where like there's things like you can say I have 7 water or 4 soup. You know what I'm saying? Okay. You have like a bowl of soup or whatever. So whenever you're saying only things that you can count. So you have 4 vitamin water bottles. And if I take one away, you have 1 less vitamin water bottle. And one of the things that we say incorrectly all the time is for things such as water or like this thing that you can't really count. You're supposed to say fewer instead of less, because fewer refers to like the quantitative bullshit, something, something. So that's like knowledge for words. And I didn't know that.
I knew that.
Where did that come from?
It was a TikTok that I saw and it just stuck in my head.
And that was so random.
Yeah. I mean, dude, my brain is, it's like a fucking melting pot of...
Melting pot of knowledge, which is not when I put it to the test. No, we'll put it to the test.
What do you guys think? Do you think we're all going to be friends in 5 years?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. People change. I don't. He might get a boyfriend, and you know, he goes.
What's wrong with getting a boyfriend?
No, I'm saying he goes out and then he hangs out with different things. He likes different things, like cocks in his ass.
And then that would stop you from hanging out with me?
Well, I don't like cock in my ass. So as you're doing that, you probably will like the other things. So I'm saying 5 years is a long time. Think, who were you hanging out 2 years ago? Or 5 years ago. Let's say 5 years ago. This is, we're saying 5 years.
5 years ago was 2016.
There you go. You don't even remember those people.
Damn.
Yes, I do.
Where was it, high school?
Yeah, high school.
Oh, just high school friends?
Pretty much just people from high school, my family. Not Joseph Costello yet. That was the year after that.
Holy shit.
That scared the shit out of me.
No, just leave it down there.
Pee-pee.
Try to tell us something.
There's a very horny gay demon right here.
I want the pee-pee. I want the pee-pee.
Oh my god, dude, you're fucking giving me PTSD because a girl told me that.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's the worst thing.
Bring forth the pee-pee.
Dude, when she said that,
did she do?
You should have kicked her out.
I hit that shit still. Now, after that, I stopped hanging out with her, though.
Oh, my God, Phil. Bring forth the pee-pee.
Dude, that shit is awful.
And you say I do gay shit.
No, I'm reenacting what the girl said.
You sound exactly like her, by the way.
Philip. Maybe it was Steezy. He dresses up sometimes and matches with you on Tinder. And goes on dates with you.
Oh, man.
To see what you do.
You do have more ass than some of the girls out there that I've seen, by the way.
I do.
Dude, most girls don't have ass. They just wear those fucking leggings. But they don't.
You know what's really uncomfortable? I've had some nights where I'm with girls and they tell me that I have a bigger ass than them.
And it's true?
Yeah.
Well, how old are these women?
How do I respond to that?
You say...
Because I'm half black. I have a big ass.
What does that have to do with anything?
I mean, black people tend to have bigger asses.
Now, that's racist.
That's not racist. It's a fact.
It's a fact.
It's a statistical fact.
Yeah.
So you're saying statistics can equate to saying
It's not racism. It's being observant.
So what if when people say, oh, black people steal? Is that racist or is it statistically fact?
No, people would get mad at it because it's a negative thing. But it is statistically true that black people do steal more.
Is it? I mean, we gotta be careful on here, dude. Is it?
No, it is.
Okay,
like,
he's
I'm
black,
confident
so it's allowed.
Enough.
I'm not gonna comment
because I mean, yeah.
Okay.
But it when something is statistically true, but it's negative, it does become offensive.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Only when it's true.
But having a bigger ass is never offensive.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Dude, Fausto, you know the barber that you get your haircuts in in Austin. I know you've seen his ass, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean...
His ass is bigger than most girls that I've been with.
His ass is bigger than any girl I've been with. I mean, dude, his ass is like...
And you say I'm gay.
No, just now look what you're observant, bro. His ass is just like a...
Fountain of youth.
It's like a beanbag.
Dude, it's so ridiculous. It's
and you like sitting on beanbags. Right?
It's
that
like
doesn't
a
even
shelf.
Make sense.
It's like a shelf. Like, I could put my TV. I could put my TV there. But anyways, moving on from Fausto's ass.
Dude, what were we talking about before Steve started talking about all this ass and like...
Well, I brought up the grammatical thing. And before that, we were talking about what makes us feel alive and lucid dreaming and doing all this. And yeah.
Oh, no, the friends. The 5 years. So you weren't hanging out with... I know for a fact you haven't hung out with people you were 5 years ago friends with.
When I recently went to Austin, yes.
Recently. But other than that?
That was like a month ago.
Yeah, but I mean, other than that, you hadn't hang out with them.
I stayed at my friend's place.
Right.
The guy who abandoned me at the bus stop in my first video. And that was 2016. That was 5 years ago.
Yeah. So one person.
Yeah, well, three people. I was gonna hang out with, I texted him
almost.
I went to high school
that
with
doesn't
him
count
but scheduled, you know, no crossroads.
No crossroads?
No cross paths. No no crossing of the paths.
Well, I mean, think about that in 5 years more. You know?
Yeah. I mean, Alejandro and I met each other like 6 years ago, 7 years ago. Six?
No, probably like five, dude.
How is it five if we saw it 5 years ago? That makes no sense at all.
Dude, I know you did that on purpose.
Bro, what if your camera just fell off?
Well, that would be... You see this camera over here? This would be my camera. So you gotta be careful.
Nah.
Yeah, well, anyways, a long fucking time. And it's just so strange to think about, like, friendships like that.
Yeah, so, but I guess since we're all kind of into film, I'll hit you up to be my DPs, you know, when I'm directing my film. You can help me hold the lights, and Steezy can help set up the food court.
The food court.
It's not even, that's not even what it's called.
Set up the green room, dude. You know what I'm saying?
The green room is for venues when people play shows.
See, he knows what to set up, so he's good to go already.
What do they call that food thing? Catering? What's it called?
The catering food tents.
Yeah.
Food tents.
There you go. All
right. But yeah.
Last thing. Since we're talking about dreams and alternate reality and all this other shit, if you could change something permanently about the reality we live in, what is something that you would change?
That's a good question.
Could be anything as small or as big as you want.
This change would probably economically destroy everybody, but I would take away... trading time for all these big big corporations.
What do you mean?
Like, it's very normal for, like, you know, people go into Ralph's and work. They trade time for money, like the hourly rate.
Right.
So
YouTube wouldn't exist. Nothing would exist.
Yeah, that's why I said it would economically be very destructive.
Economically, dude.
Let's just pretend that wouldn't cause problems economically at all. You know, let's just say everybody had the same equal pay, which if you divide the amount of money that's in the world across 7 billion people, it would be $22,000 a month.
Right.
It's pretty fucking good. Now, imagine if you had a $22,000 check coming in every month. Everybody had that. It never increased. It never lowered. Now you're creatively free to do whatever the fuck you want. Yeah, economically it wouldn't work because we need people to pave the roads and fucking make the traffic lights work. But let's just not worry about those problems. Imagine if everybody was just creative and didn't have to choose a job.
Okay.
That would be pretty cool. Everybody, we would see some cool shit.
But some people are not creative.
I mean, everyone is creative. It's just that, like, they're...
Have you seen Dennis's videos, bro?
Oh, my God, dude.
We got to roast him, dude. He should have been here to defend himself.
Toxicity.
Yeah, he should have been here.
Toxicity. That's not a word.
Well, you're the one that keeps saying that everyone should be entrepreneur. So I'm sure everyone is creative.
No, but they can still be creative.
They can choose to do something like I don't know,
entrepreneurship is creative. I think programming is creative because all creativity is solving problems.
Okay.
It's just different kinds of problems. That's all right. So that, I like that. Basically, you would say there'd be like a utopia where like everybody doesn't have to worry about livelihood. They would just focus on...
Yeah, everybody already has an assigned house.
Yeah, yeah.
Same income. Or no income at all. Everything's free.
Okay.
You go to the store and you just get fruit.
From who?
Or trees. You just grab fruit.
From who? How? Who would give you the...
No, and that's what I'm saying. Let's not worry about the economics of it.
No, I'm worried about the economics. I'm saying
robots. Let's just pretend like there's a store that nobody owns.
Right.
It just magically is there. And
magically,
you know what the store is? It's a tree. It's an apple tree. That's what the store is.
Who waters the apple tree and who fertilizes it?
Do
you know
the earth.
You know there's places where it's called a desert and they don't have apple trees.
Well, we're not going to have apples in the desert.
So those people
are dead. That's why I said before, I said this whole thing, I said, don't worry about the economics.
It's not about economics.
But this is why Alejandro doesn't enjoy movies,
economics,
by the way.
Right? Economics is the right word.
Like, the imagination is dead. It's just like, I don't understand that. How can that happen? It's like, dude, just enjoy the movie.
Yeah.
Don't fucking ask so many
questions.
When
Alejandro watches a movie, he expects it to be 100% realistic.
Not realistic, but realistic to what they tell you is supposed to be there. What about you?
What about you?
The thing about a reality that would change, I think it always falls back to like almost changing human nature, like radically, to the point where like I don't even think we would be humans, because you're talking about like, you know, we're talking about taking away like greed and shit like that. That's kind of like the utopia you're describing, but that means like, oh well, then humans don't really have a choice type shit. Yeah. I guess I would make it, dude, you're a fucking version of the reality. Well, let me pick a more stupid answer.
No, dude. How are you going to bring up a question and not have the answer to it?
Well, because I'm curious about it.
Yeah, there's a reason why people ask
questions.
Yeah, I know.
As soon as I said that, I realized how stupid it was.
How are you going to ask a question if you don't know the answer, you idiot? You fucking moron.
Oh, man.
What do you mean, dude?
He said that so confidently, too. Bro, how are you going to ask a question if you don't know the
answer? Oh, that was hilarious. Well, I guess a part of a reality that I would change would be that we don't sleep.
That's a good one.
Literally remove sleep.
No, because now everybody doesn't sleep. And now everybody still has the same amount of time.
So what does that have to do with anything?
Now, when we have 24 hours in a day, we're still going to wish for more hours.
No, you would have unlimited, because there would be no days. You would have unlimited hours.
I mean, dude, if you don't sleep, think about it. If you always have energy.
I've always thought about that. If I don't sleep, I would get so much done.
So think about it. Like,
time would be non-existent.
If time is non-existent, the whole trade.
Time would still exist.
Why? How do you measure it if you don't go to sleep?
So the trading time for...
You don't have to go to sleep to measure time.
No, I mean, CZ is right. You don't really have to go to sleep.
No, you do.
No, you don't.
Because if you're constantly awake, then what is time?
You still have 24 hours.
I mean, when
hours,
you meet somebody...
Why would you have... The only reason we have 24 hours is because that's the Earth cycle.
Yeah.
Between night and
day.
Does
the Earth cycle still exist in your world, Phil?
It wouldn't, because you don't sleep. So you wouldn't base your life on your sleeping schedule. It would be unlimited hours. It could be 48 hours.
Okay, now
it could
be 100 hours. In this hypothetical world, let's say you meet somebody. His name's Alex. You really like this guy. You're like, hey, I want to have a meeting with you. Let's meet up somewhere. How are you going to meet up at a place?
You can't.
Because you need to meet up at a specific time, right?
No, not
so
if time
doesn't exist,
you have to reinvent.
You know which place you're gonna meet him at, but what time?
Yeah, you have to.
Time is the fourth
reinvent
dimension.
Some type of stuff.
Dude, here, this is my fucking answer.
Okay, let's follow your world.
There's no, like people don't sleep, so the only thing that would change, first of all, the trading time for money, that'll get questioned heavily already, because if you have unlimited, then people might just pay per task as opposed to just fucking time, because somebody could take unlimited fucking time and then get unlimited fucking money. It's like employers only pay the 40 fucking hours a week because of, you know, eventually they have to leave. But it's like, nah, dude, I don't have to go to sleep. I feel like it would be a very interesting reality is what I'm saying. All these advances in technology, you'll see crazy people being workaholics 24/7.
That is true.
And like, it'll just test people's like personality in a way where like, oh, if I have, because time is the most precious thing. Now, if you get unlimited of it, how would the world around us change?
I like what you said. It made me think the only reason why people don't want to be homeless is because they need somewhere to sleep. Now, if you didn't sleep, being homeless wouldn't be that bad, because that's the only embarrassing and bad part about being homeless is the sleeping part. If you're awake all the time, you could just walk around and do shit all the time.
You
never get tired.
Huh? Where would you take showers?
Yeah, that's true. But a Gold's Gym membership?
Dude, you just... the thing about it is, like, it's not this radical change that would change everything so much. It's such a small change that will impact so big. Like, the small... It just compounds. I feel like... I don't know. It would just, like, very challenge a lot of people, including myself. Like, oh, shit, I don't have to sleep now? Like, what would you do?
Where would people have sex? Because the only reason why it's normal to have sex on a bed is because you go to sleep there and it's comfy. If people don't sleep, beds wouldn't exist. Beds would not exist. Maybe sofas, because it's maybe a time to relax, but you don't go to sleep. Maybe people would just have sex in, like, the fucking kitchen, because it's, like, there's no beds.
They'll call them the sex areas, not even beds.
Yeah, they would. We maybe have specific rooms that's called sex areas.
Yeah, the sex room. What about you?
It's the little things that get you.
I would get rid of sex. There would be no sex.
Okay, so without sex, how are people going to reproduce? How are you going to make more humans? How did humans even start?
Spuds.
What the fuck is spuds?
Spud is a potato, no?
Okay, well then why do people have dicks and vaginas?
No, I'm going to tell you, they wouldn't.
Okay, well then if people don't have that stuff, then how would...
I'm not saying I don't know if it would be a happy world or a bad world. I was just want to see what it'd be like with no, where no one is thinking about sex. We don't run on sex.
Have you seen the Black Mirror episode where they don't have any genitals?
No.
It's like that. Literally they pull down their pants in the episode, right? And it's just like, it's like an action figure.
So what happens?
Are they happy? I forgot. It's been a year since I've seen it.
Really?
I mean,
because it would get rid of rape. It would get rid of, you know, abortions. It would get rid of all these stuff that brings with sex, bad relationships, abusive relationships, pedophilia. It would get rid of all these things that we do because of sex.
So you're talking about, okay, yeah.
It would get rid of everything. So all you have left is just genuinely being human.
People are still attracted to faces, thighs.
I don't know.
So I think you're not talking about the right spot.
No, I literally not said genitals, sex.
You should take away the
mental sex.
No, you should take away the mental affection.
No, because you can be affectionate to someone. You don't,
no,
sex is not affection.
No, there's people who are asexual. There's people who see dicks and vaginas and don't like any of it.
Right.
Or even like the person itself.
Never mind. Cancel checkpoint.
Dude, I said sex. I didn't say get rid of genitals. I said get rid of sex.
All right. Yeah.
So, yeah.
So
I mean,
no,
that's interesting.
Sex, no time.
Equal money.
Interesting. Well, that's a great place to wrap it up. Make sure to check out our Patreon. We have a whole bunch of bonuses that
we
keep changing.
Nothing, dude. We have nothing there.
You know what? If you want us to help me buy a coffee, Alejandro buy a fucking foam roller or some shit like that, and Isaiah buy more vitamin waters, then go support the Patreon. We're giving you free content, you cheap fuck. Literally, what does it fucking cost you? $4? That's nothing.
No, but they can join the Discord.
Yeah, plus, we fuck around in Discord, and it gets fun there. Also, make sure to rate us on iTunes. Give us 5 stars there. By the way, I do read the reviews. I went to iTunes the other day, and people do that. So I appreciate everyone, you know, boosting that shit.
That's sick.
And Spotify, listen to wherever, you know, podcasts are available. See you next week. Love you like a headache. Ah!
Peace.